约翰福音第十章。
Let's turn to the book of John, chapter 10.
约翰福音第十章，我们从第一节读到第十八节。
We'll read from verse 1 to verse 18.
我用中文读一节，也没有弟兄用英文读一节。
We'll read in Chinese and then we'll read in English by verses.
约翰福音第十章第一节，我实实在在地告诉你们，人进羊圈，不从门进去，倒从别处爬进去，那人就是贼，就是强盗。
John chapter 10 verse 1, I tell you the truth, the man who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in some other way, is a thief and a robber.
从门进去的才是羊的牧人。
The man who enters by the gate is the shepherd of his sheep.
看门的就给他开门，羊也听他的声音，他按着名叫自己的羊，把羊领出来。
The watchman opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out.
既放出自己的羊来，就在前头走，羊也跟着他，因为认得他的声音。
When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice.
羊不跟着牲人，因为不认得他的声音，必要逃跑。
But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice.
耶稣将这比喻告诉他们，但他们不明白所说的是什么意思。
Jesus used this figure of speech, but they did not understand what he was telling them.
所以耶稣又对他们说，我实实在在地告诉你们，我就是羊的门。
Therefore Jesus said again, I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep.
凡在我以先来的都是贼，是强盗，羊却不听他们。
All who ever came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them.
我就是门，凡从我进来的必然得救，并且出入得草吃。
I am the gate, whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and out and find pasture.
盗贼来，无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。我来了，是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
The thief comes only to steal and to kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full.
我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
I am the good shepherd, the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
若是雇工不是牧人，羊也不是他自己的，他看见狼来，就撇下羊逃走，狼抓住羊，赶散了羊群。
The high hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it.
雇工逃走，因他是雇工，并不顾念羊。
The man runs away because he is a high hand and cares nothing for the sheep.
我是好牧人，我认识我的羊，我的羊也认识我，正如父认识我，我也认识父一样，并且我为羊舍命。
I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep.
我另外有羊，不是这圈里的，我必须领他们来，他们也要听我的声音，并且要合成一群，归一个牧人了。
I have other sheep that are not in the sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice.And there shall be one flock and one shepherd.
我父爱我，因我将命舍去，好再取回来。没有人夺我的命去，是我自己舍的。我有权柄舍了，也有权柄取回来。这是我从我父所受的命令。
The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I receive from my Father.
这一段的圣经我把它分成三段。
And I have separated this passage into three different sessions.
第一段就是第一节到第六节，或许可以到第十节。
And the first session will be from verse 1 to verse 6 or maybe to verse 10.
就是说到真的牧人。
It's talking about a true shepherd.
也可以说真的牧人给贼给强盗来分别。
And the difference between the true shepherd and the thieves and the robbers.
第二段就是从第七节到第十五节。
And the second session then can be from verse 7 to verse 15.
这一段是讲耶稣自己说他是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
As our Lord Jesus saying that he's the good shepherd will lay down his life for the sheep.
他说到好牧人的时候，他乃是给故宫来比较。
And he compares himself with the high hand.
第三段就是从16节到18节。
And the third session will be from 16 to verse 18.
这乃是说耶稣乃说到他自己是大牧人。
Now Lord Jesus talking about himself as the chief shepherd.
他要把羊领出来，从羊圈里领出来。
He will lead the sheep out from the sheep pen.
当他领出羊圈的羊出来以后，
After he led the sheep out,
他另外有一群的羊就跟着他。
And there will be another flock of sheep to follow him.
所以他就把这一群的另外的羊给从圈里的羊领出来的羊合成一群。
And he will need to take this other flock of sheep to combine them with the sheep coming out from the sheep pen.
他成了一个大的羊群。
And become a very big flock of sheep.
羊也不再回到羊圈的里面。
And the sheep will not go back to the sheep pen.
他就带领这一群的羊，
and he will lead this flock of sheep.
所以第三段我就说到他是大牧人。
So the third session I refer them to as the chief shepherd.
所以若是我们不会忘记到这18节的圣经，
so hopefully we will not forget about this 18 verses.
我们就很简单的就记住这三句话。
Maybe we can remember these three phrases.
耶稣在这里就说到他是真的牧人。
And Jesus said that he's the true shepherd.
耶稣说他是好牧人。
And then he said he's the good shepherd.
耶稣说他是大牧人。
And Jesus said he's the chief shepherd.
但是今天我想我们不会把这三段都说完。
And I don't think we'll finish all three sessions today.
但是我预备在这一个月的里面我们讲解一段的圣经。
But I was hoping that in this month we will explain this passage.
我们愿意多一点时间一同的来思想每一段的意思。
We will use a little bit more time to meditate on the meaning of each passage.
所以今天我们可能就看到第一节到第六节。
And today maybe we'll just look at verse 1 to verse 6.
若是时间许可我们可以多看一点。
If time allow, we may look read a little bit more.
耶稣在这里 就做了两个比喻。
And Jesus has used two parables in here.
其实这两个比喻都是实在的事情。
And actually these parables are a real incident.
不过他用律场的当时的中东的很平常的牧羊的生活，把他自己给羊给我们的关系说明出来。
And he was just using a daily life in the Middle East, how they were doing the shepherding the sheep as the example.
第一个比喻就是第一节到第六节。
So from in the beginning, from verse 1 to verse 6.
第二个比喻就是第七节到第十节。
That will be the first parable, and the second parable will be from verse 7 to 10.
在这两个比喻的里面开头，主耶稣都说一句同样的话。
In these two parables, to start with, Jesus used the same phrase.
所以第十章第一节说，我实实在在的告诉你们。
So in verse 1 of chapter 10, it says, I tell you the truth.
以后第七节，所以耶稣又对他们说，我实实在在地告诉你们。
Then later on in verse 7, Jesus said again, I tell you the truth.
在这里，耶稣特别把这件事情告诉我们，乃是实在的事情。
And here Jesus is telling us, this is the truth.
乃是真实的事情。
It's a true event.
所以让我们慢慢地看。
So we can look at this in details.
我们在第一节到第六节的里面，我们看到有一个羊圈。
And first we see from verse 6 to verse 1 to verse 6, there's a sheep pen.
这个羊圈的里面有很多群的羊。
In this sheep pen, there's a lot of sheep.
但是羊圈它外面有篱笆或者有围墙。
And on the outside, there might be wall and thorns.
在羊圈的里面有一个看门的。
And there's a person watching in the sheep pen.
那看门的就是要等牧人来的时候，就把门开起来，让牧人进去。
And the watchman, his job is when the shepherd comes, he will open the gate so the shepherd can come in.
那牧人也是把羊群领出来。And
the shepherd can then lead the sheep out.
所以在这里我们可以看到，到底这个羊圈到底是什么？
So now we can look at what is the meaning of this sheep pen.
第二个，我们就是看看这一个看门的到底是谁。
Then later on we can look at what is who is this watchman.
第三个，我们可以看到这个牧人到底是谁。
Then on the third we can see who is the shepherd.
我们也可以看到哪一个贼到底是谁。
And we look at who is the thief.
哪一个强盗是谁。
And who are the robbers.
但是我想我不用很多的时间来解释到底谁是贼谁是强盗。
But I don't want to use a lot of time to explain who is the thief and who is the robber.
但是耶稣在这里一个很简单的一句话说，他说，从门进去的才，第二节，说人进羊圈不从门进去，打从别处爬进去，那里就是贼，就是强盗。
And it's saying that those who enter the sheep pen by the gate does not enter the sheep pen by the gate but climbs in some other way is a thief and is a robber.
那第二节就是说从门进去的才是羊的牧人。
And then verse 2 said the one who enters by the gate is the shepherd.
第三节说看门的就给他开门。
And verse 3 the watchman will open the gate for him.
是在这里有一个门。
So here there's a door, a gate here.
这个羊圈的里面一定有一个门。
In the sheep pen, there will be a gate.
结果围墙篱笆的一定有一个出口。
And in the wall that's surrounded, there will be a door.
有一个进口。
And one at the door that you can come in and go out.
这个门，这个进口会出口，这是神为以色列人所预备的。
And this gate that you can enter in and out is what God had prepared for the Israelites.
但是他们必须一个围墙围起来。
But they must have this wall that will surround them.
神自己常常地告诉以色列人说，他就是以色列人的牧人。
And God always tells the Israelites, He will be the shepherd for the Israelites.
以色列人乃是神的耶和华的羊。
And the Israelites will be the sheep for Jehovah God.
所以我们在旧约的圣经里面可以找到很多很多的证据。
We can find a lot of proof from the Old Testament.
我们可以找到很多很多的启发，可以看见神是他们的牧人，他们是神草场的羊。
We can see a lot of revelation in the Old Testament that they are the sheep for God, and God will be their shepherd.
但是它必须一个围墙。
But there must be a wall to encircle.
必须一个篱笆。
And there will be this thistle and thorn.
但是这个围墙和篱笆若是没有出口，羊子关在里面。
But if there is no door or gate, then the sheep will be closed in.
那哪一个羊群就闷死在哪个羊圈的里面。
And the sheep will be all will die because of the stuffing.
所以必须要有一个门。
So there must be a door.
这个门让牧人把羊带进入哪个羊圈里面。
And then this door will take the sheep into the sheep pen.
哪一个牧人也可以把羊可以领出来。
And the shepherd can take the sheep out through this door.
这是这一个羊圈的大概的情形。
And this is the situation about the sheep pen.
但是我们看到这个羊圈到底是什么东西。
So what does the sheep pen represent?
好像这个羊进到羊圈里面有点不自由。
It seems that the sheep, when it goes into the sheep pen, it will lose, they will lose their freedom.
但是羊圈也成了一个羊群的保护。
But then the sheep pen become a protection for the sheep.
让羊群能够夜间的时候能够在那个羊圈的里面。
So that at night the sheep can be kept inside the sheep pen.
在旧约在以色列的国家当中，神特别的保护以色列人。
In the country of Israel, God protects the Israelites.
神特别恩待以色列人。
He has special grace for the Israelites.
他们就借着摩西和大卫带领他们，如同带领羊群一样的。
And through Moses, he led them like he will lead out the sheep.
诗篇七十七篇特别讲到，神借着摩西和亚伦的手带领以色列人。
And especially Psalm 77 talk about how he will lead the flock by the hand of Moses.
如同哪一个牧人带领羊群一样。
Just like the shepherd leading the flock.
以后七十八篇就特别讲到神在羊群的当中拣选大卫从哪一个牧羊的当中出来，为了让他能够带领以色列人。
And then later on in Psalm 78, he chose David to be the one who will be leading the Israelites like the shepherd leading the sheep out.
这是神特别的恩典。
And this is the special grace of God.
这也是很多人问题说，为什么神拣选以色列人，不先拣选我们中国人？
That's why a lot of people will ask the question, why did God choose the Israelites but not the Chinese?
我们也是常常问说，为什么那个律法交给以色列人，不交给我们中国人？
And we ask the question,Why did he give the law to the Israelites but not to the Chinese?
当神把律法交给以色列人的时候，以色列人也有责任。
When God put the law before the Israelites, they will have the responsibility too.
当神把圣经交托给以色列人的时候，以色列人有一个责任。
When God gave the Israelites the Bible, they also have this responsibility.
神把先知和祭司、君王赐给以色列人，以色列人有一个权利，但是他们也有一个责任。
When God gave the prophets, the priests, and the king to the Israelites, they not only have the privilege, but also have the responsibility.
神一方面要保护以色列人。
On the one side, God wants to protect the Israelites.
但是神也要以色列人了解说，必须有一个门。
But he wants the Israelites to understand there must be a gate here.
他必须要有看门的。
And what, there must be people watching the gate.
这一个看门的必须要认识这一个牧人。
And this watchman must know the shepherd.
让这个牧人能够进来，让这个牧人可以出去。
So that the shepherd can come in and go out.
所以在我的了解，我觉得这是一个旧约时代神带领以色列人的方式。
And from this is my understanding, that's the method that how God is leading the Israelites.
一直等到哪一位的真的牧人来到的时候，就把羊领出来。
And when until the day the true shepherd had come, he will then lead the sheep out.
有时候我们不大了解这个比喻。
And sometimes we cannot understand this parable.
连门徒呢，听见耶稣讲的时候，也不明白这个比喻。
Even the disciple after they heard it, they cannot understand this parable.
但是感谢神，我们是在新约时代，我们更借着圣灵。能够启示我们，叫我们更容易的了解这个比喻。
But thank God that we are in the New Testament, that through the Holy Spirit we can understand this parable.
让我们看几个地方的圣经。
Let's read a few passages.
希望我们能够更清楚的明白。
So that we can understand this even more clearly.
我为什么这样的很慢的讲，就是希望这一段的圣经能够成了我们真正的认识主耶稣是我们的好牧人。
I want to speak of this slowly so that we can truly understand that our Lord is truly our shepherd.
我们也是要更多的感谢神，我们能够做他的羊，他做我们的牧人。
And we also want to thank God that we can be His sheep and He is our shepherd.
我们也更多的认识说我们如何的带领他的教会。
We can understand more how to lead in His church.
我们有更多的认识说我们如何的被带领成了基督的身体、基督的羊群、基督的教会。
So we can understand that how we can be led within the church so we can become the church of God.
让我们看加拉太书第三章第二十三节。
Let's read from Galatians chapter 3, verse 3.
加拉太第三章第二十三节。
Galatians chapter 3, verse 23.
他说但这因信得救的礼还没有来以前我们被看守在律法之下只圈到那将来真道显明出来
In verse 23 it said Before this faith came we were held prisoned by the law locked up until faith should be revealed
这样律法是我们血盟的师父引我们到基督那里使我们因信称义。
So the law was put in charge to lead us to Christ that we might be justified by faith.
但这因信得救的礼既然来到我们从此就不在师父手下了。
Now that faith has come, we are no longer under the supervision of the law.
我希望这几节圣经能够帮助我们了解这个比喻。
I hope that these few verses can help us understand this parable.
我个人的解释就是哪一个羊圈有篱笆有围圈那乃是以色列人有律法的保护。
And I understand that this sheep pen had a wall and had fences. It's like Israelites have the law to protect them.
他们在律法的限制之下。
They are limited by the law.
他们在律法的管制之下。
And they are controlled by the law.
不是说哪个律法不需要哪一位的救主。
It's not saying that the law does not need the Savior.
乃是在律法的里面让他们看见等候有一个牧人真的牧人的来到。
But in the law they can see that they are waiting for the true shepherd to come.
因为律法乃是血盟的师父
Because the law is the teacher
乃是要引他们到基督的面前
Is to lead them to Christ
因为那个因信称义的道理还没有来到
Because the justification by faith has not come yet
他们乃是暂时在那个律法之下
So they are under the law temporarily
但是他们要等候神所应许的弥赛亚的来到
But they are to wait for the coming of the Messiah
他们必须要一致的看哪一个门
They are to watch this gate
他们不是想到用任何的律法可跳过哪一个墙或者跳出哪一个墙
They are not thinking that they can use any law so they can jump over this Wall.
他们必须出入要从门出从门进来
When they enter, when they go out they must go through the gate
那这一个门是神所预备的方法
And this gate is the method that God has provided
这一个门乃是神预备的道路
And this gate is the way that God has prepared
这一个门乃是神启示的旨意
And this gate is the will of the revelation of God.
但是必须要等候哪一个真的牧人的来到，才能够把他们领出来，叫他们能够脱开那个律法的辖制。
But they must wait for the true shepherd that will come and lead them out through the gate to be separated from the bondage of the wall.
好让他们得到了真正的在生命的恩典的里面的自由。
So that they can truly experience the freedom in life.
弟兄姊妹，我们来到主耶稣的面前。
Brother and sister, when we come before the Lord,
我们不是要一个捆绑。
We are not looking forward to a bondage.
我们乃是要得到了释放。
But we want to be free.
我不晓得我们的当中，我们多年的在神的里，在基督的里面。
I don't know, we have been in the Lord for many years.
We are
in His grace.
We are
in His salvation, in His love.
We are
in His life.
We say that
we are in the Spirit of Christ.
我们是不是还是受捆绑在一个人的作为的里面?
But are we still bounded by the work of man?
我们是不是用人的方法能够把人带到主的面前?
Are we using our own method, a method of man to lead people to God?
在这里耶稣告诉我们说, 凡是人想自己的方法要爬进去, 要跳进去, 那人就是贼, 就是强盗。
Here God said that if we want to use our own the method of man to climb over or to jump over the wall, then
he is a thief
and robber. And I think when Jesus was talking about that, it's not talking about that you and I are the thieves and robbers. I think he's referring to the Pharisee, the Sanhedrin. And that the law will have its own effect.
但是这许多的祭司长，这许多的文士，这许多的法利赛人，就想利用律法来捆绑人，来控制人。
But all these priests, all these scribes, they want to use the law to bind the people.
他不是用真正的律法来保护当时的以色列人。
They're not using the law to protect the Israelites.
他自己定了很多的规条。
And they have set many rules.
自己定了很多的方法。
And set many methods.
不是按照神所吩咐他们做的。
But not according to what God had asked them to.
所以主耶稣说，这许多人。 都是贼,
so our Lord Jesus said, these people are the thieves and robbers.
他说,凡从门进去的才是羊的牧人。
And only the one enters by the gate will be the shepherd of the sheep.
那到底,他说,看门的认识哪一个牧人,他就开门,这个牧人就把羊领出来。
He said that watchman will know the shepherd and then he will open the gate for him.
所以看门的
So the watchman will open the gate.
羊也听他的声音,
and the sheep will listen to his voice.
所以在第二个我们就来看看到底谁是看门的。
So now let's look at who is this watchman.
这里我就想到第一个我们很清楚的若是读旧约圣经可以看到这一个看门的认识这位的牧人。
First we know that this watchman will know the shepherd.
先知认识要来的基督。
The prophet will know the Christ who is to come.
先知的眼睛眼光虽然他活在现实的生活的里面，但是他的眼光乃是看到哪一个弥赛亚要来临。
Even though the prophet lives in the world, but yet their eyes are looking forward to the coming of the Messiah.
是很多的先知都是等候哪一个弥赛亚。
So many prophets are waiting for the Messiah.
许多的先知的眼睛都看到这个弥赛亚。
Their eyes will see the Messiah.
许多的先知都是预言到这位真的牧人弥赛亚。
And all the many prophets are prophesizing about this Messiah.
我在这里举几个例子。
I want to give you a few examples here.
我们看到 摩西那个在生命记最后他写生命记的时候，
So we saw that when Moses when he wrote Deuteronomy，
在生命记18章18节15节跟18节神就特别告诉摩西说他要兴起一位先知像摩西。
And in Deuteronomy 18, on this, in verse 15 and 18, he said, he will raise up another prophet among them.
也可以说是大过那个摩西。
And this prophet will be greater than Moses.
所以摩西的眼睛看见哪一位的先知。
So the eyes of Moses see this prophet.
摩西虽然曾借着摩西把律法颁布给以色列人，但是他的眼睛
Even though God gave the Israelites the law through Moses, but the eyes of Moses can see this true shepherd.
其实我们读了摩西的五经的时候，摩西乃是在他的律法的里面，让这许多遵守律法的人能够看见了里面的救恩。
Even though, when we read the five book of Moses, we can see that even those are the law, he's wanting the people to see that the true shepherd to come.
摩西乃是真正要让他们看到绝位的救主。
And Moses wanted them to see this true savior.
以后我们看到这个米迦书，米迦先知。
And later on, we can see from the book of Micah, prophet Micah.
在米迦书第五章第二节。
In Micah chapter 5 verse 2,
米迦就预言到哪一位的弥赛亚到底要降生在哪一个地方。
And Micah was prophesizing who this Messiah will be born in.
以后马太就引用哪一个米迦书第五章第二节的预言。
And later on, Matthew will quote from Micah about the, in his book.
他说伯利恒以法他呀，你在诸城当中并不是最小的。因为有一位的君王要从你那里出来牧养我以色列民。
He said, but you Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come out, will come for me one who will rule over Israel, whose, yes.
这位君王乃是一个真的牧人。
And this king will be the true shepherd.
他要生在大卫的后裔，生在伯利恒。
He will be the descendant of Judah. He will be born in Bethlehem.
以后同时代的以赛亚先知。
And then it was Isaiah of the same generation.
他在以赛亚第七章第十四节。
In Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14.
他就给亚哈斯王建议说，你应当要求一个神迹。
And he asked, he told King Ahaz to ask for a miracle.
亚哈斯是一个非常精明、非常聪明、非常骄傲的王。
And Ahaz is a very wise and very clever and very proud.
他说我不必求神迹。
He said, I do not need to ask for a miracle.
但是以赛亚先知当时就告诉亚哈斯说，你不求神迹，我给你一个神迹。
But then Isaiah told King Ahaz, you don't ask for a miracle, but I'll give you one anyway.
所以他就在第七章十四节就说了预言。
So in chapter 7 verse 14 he prophesied.
他说必有童女怀孕生子。
He said there will be a virgin with child.
人要称他的名为以马内利。
And they will call him Emmanuel.
以马内利就是神与人同在的意思。
Emmanuel meaning that God is with us.
以后他的第九章第六节他就说到有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给他们。
And later on he said that there will be a child that will be born, a son that will be given.
政权必交在他的身上。
And then the ruling will be upon him.
以后以赛亚一直的说到这一个真的牧人的预言。
And then he will prophesize about this true shepherd.
我们若是读以赛亚十四章的时候 ,40 的时候，我们就看到整章的圣经就大大的让我们看到哪一位真牧人如何的来到地上。
And then if we read later on from the chapter 14, we can see it will describe how this true shepherd will come.
特别我们就看到十四章十一节。
And then we can see from chapter 14 verse 11.
他是这位弥赛亚来的时候必像牧人。
And he said, when this Messiah comes, he will be like a shepherd.
牧养自己的羊群。
To shepherd over his own sheep.
用他的膀臂聚集羊羔。
And then using his arms to gather the sheep together.
抱在怀中。
To hold them in the bosom.
慢慢引导如羊小羊的。
And to lead them like the little sheep.
不单是以赛亚。
Not only Isaiah.
我们看到那个耶利米。
We can see Jeremiah also.
我们若是读了那个以西结书。
When we read from the book of Ezekiel.
就充满了这一个牧哪一个真人的预言。
And about many prophecies on the true shepherd.
最后我们看到有一位先知。
And lastly we saw one prophet.
那就是施洗约翰。
And that's John the Baptist.
谁是看门的？
Who is the watchman?
先知是看门的,
the prophets are the watchmen.
先知认识哪一位的真的牧人?
The prophet will know this true shepherd.
谁是看门的?
Who is the watchman?
最后乃是临到那个施洗约翰的身上。
And finally upon the John the Baptist.
施洗约翰乃是最后的一个先知。
And John the prophet is the last prophet.
施洗约翰也可以说是一个最大的先知。
And he is the greatest prophet.
当耶稣来的时候，正是施洗约翰乃是那个看门的。
And John the Baptist truly is that watchman.
他认识。 我们的主耶稣,
he knows our Lord Jesus.
他给主耶稣是有一个亲戚的关系,
and he's the relative of our Lord Jesus.
所以当玛利亚怀孕的时候就跑到那个施洗约翰的母亲伊丽莎伯的家中。
So when Mary was pregnant, she went to the mother of John the Baptist, Elizabeth.
这施洗约翰很清楚的解为着牧人如何的诞生。
So John the Baptist knows how this shepherd was born.
如何的要出来?
How he will come out.
所以他就指着我们的主耶稣。
So he was pointing to our Lord Jesus.
他说看那神的羔羊除去世人罪孽的。
He said, Behold the Lamb of God taking away the sins of man.
当他为我们的主耶稣受洗的时候, 他就介绍说他是神的儿子。
When he was baptizing our Lord Jesus, he said, He is our Lord Jesus.
当人问施洗约翰说你是不是基督?
When people ask John the Baptist, Are you the Christ?
施洗约翰就否认说我不是基督，是哪另外一位是基督。
And he denied that he is not the Christ, that it's another
person. 他比我后来的。
He came after me.
他的能力比我更大。
But he had more power than me.
我给他解鞋带也不配。
And I'm not even worthy to untie
the
shoes. I use water to baptize you.
但是他乃是用圣灵给你们施洗。
But he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.
所以我们知道说，这个看门的特别的指着施洗的约翰。
So we know that this watchman specially referred to John the Baptist.
他听到主耶稣来的时候，
So when he heard that Jesus is coming,
他就为他开门。
He opened the gate for him.
让他进入了哪一个羊圈。
So he can enter this sheep pen.
让他进入在那些许多的律法之下的人们。
He entered into the people under the law.
让他介绍他是神的羔羊。
To introduce him that he is the Lamb of God.
介绍他们说他是神的儿子。
To introduce to them that he is the Son of God.
介绍他们说这就是基督，主要来的基督。
And to introduce to them, this is the Christ who is to come.
并且给他们介绍说他就是新郎。
And then to introduce him as the groom.
他乃是新郎的朋友。
And he's the, he only is the friend of the groom.
娶媳妇的不是新郎的朋友。
And the one who take the bride will not be the friend.
娶媳妇的乃是新郎的本身。
Only the groom will take the bride.
让这个新郎进来。
So that this groom can come in.
让这位的君王进来。
This king can come in.
让这位的牧人进来。
So that the true shepherd can come in.
把里面的羊领出来。
To take the sheep out.
所以在加拉太书第四章第四节。
So in Galatians chapter 4.
我想我一段的时间为什么讲到加拉太书第四章第四节。 到第七节。
This is why at one time I talk about chapter 4, verse 4 of Galatians.
使徒保罗特别有这样的启示。
The Apostle Paul had this revelation.
他是真正的认识主耶稣的人。
He's truly the one who understands our Lord Jesus.
因为他的一生的人生的目的就是以认识耶稣基督为至宝。
Because in his whole life, he considered that to know Christ is the most precious.
弟兄姊妹，我们来这里做什么？
Brother and sister, why do we come here?
我们常常说我信不来。
And we sometimes we say we cannot, just cannot
我没有办法相信。
believe. I cannot believe.
为什么?
Why?
因为人就告诉我，耶稣，你信他，你就得生命。
Because people tell me that if I believe him, I will receive life.
你就免下地狱。
That you don't have to go to hell.
你就可以上天堂。
You can go to heaven.
他们常常说天堂地狱我没有看到。
And they will say that I have not seen the heaven or hell.
我现在也不错了。
And I'm doing fine.
我的生活也不错。
My life is doing good, okay.
我里面蛮满足的。
And I'm pretty satisfied.
我不需要耶稣。
I don't need Christ.
但是我们真正去读圣经的时候
But if we truly read it from the scriptures
我们真正得着了圣灵的启示的时候
When we receive the revelation from the Holy Spirit
我们真正得着了神给我们的亮光的时候
When we receive the light from our Lord
弟兄姊妹我可以在这里做见证说我没有办法不相信
And I can testify to you that I have to believe
我不得不相信
I cannot not believe
我六十五年前我听到这个牧人的声音
65 years ago I heard this voice from the shepherd
我接受了这位的牧耶稣做我的牧人
I received this Jesus as my shepherd
耶稣这六十五年来他一直在带领我
Over this 65 years he led me
虽然我有时候有软弱
Even though sometimes I became weak
但是我可以说他出来没有亏欠我亏负我
And he never fall short for me.
我过的日子并不是很富裕。
Even though I may not have a rich life.
我过的日子不是很安定。
May not have a stable life.
我从小就是在那个风风雨雨的里面，非常苦难的日子过生活。
I grew up with a lot of storms and went through a lot of suffering.
但是我从来没有觉得我是一个非常贫苦的一个孩童。
But I never felt that I was a poor child.
因为这位耶稣乃是我的牧人。
Because this Lord Jesus is my shepherd.
不但是孩童的时候他带领了我。
Not only he led me when I was a child.
我年轻的时候他带领我。
When I was a youth, he led me.
不但我念书的时候他带领我。
Not only when he, when I was studying, he led me.
我工作的时候，他带领我。
He also led me when I was working.
我教书的时候，他带领我。
He led me when I was teaching.
任何的情境里，他总是与我同在。
In all situations, he was with me.
因为他带领把我带出来。
Because he led me out.
等到五十八年前。
Until 58 years ago.
他把我从哪一个羊圈里面带出来。
He took me out from the sheep pen.
我从小是在一个基督教的家庭的里面换围着我保护着我。
I grew up in a Christian family being under that protection.
我从小的时候乃是在一个非常属灵的教会来保护我。
And I grew up in a very spiritual church under their protection.
但是一天他要把我呼召出来。
But one day he wanted to call me out.
我愿意跟随他。
I want to follow him.
这一生当中，他总是丰丰富富的、平平安安的带领我过这一生。
And then he had given me richly throughout this year and given me peace.
虽然我进了晚年。
Even though I come to my old age.
虽然我现在是到了夕阳西沉的时候。
In the time that like the sun is setting.
有时候这个。晚霞的时候也可以留恋的。
And sometimes we can treasure the time of sunset.
因为我生在一个海岛的上面。
And I was born in an island.
我小的时候常常跑到海边去。
When I was young, I would go to the seashore.
特别是日落西沉的时候。
Especially during the sunset.
我常常留恋哪一个日落的情况。
And I will remember the memories of the sunset.
我想我现在没有办法回到我自己的家乡再去留恋哪一个夕阳的风景。
Even though I cannot go back to my home village to enjoy the sunset.
但是我现在在人生的里面也是到了日落的西沉的时候。
Even my life is coming down to the sunset also.
我想我的晚年觉得非常的幸福。
And I think I was very blessed in my old age.
我的这晚年是非常美丽的。
It's very beautiful.
我虽然我的儿女就不在我身边。
Even though all my children are not with me now.
我的儿女也很少没有时间来看我。
And they don't have time to come to visit
me. 那礼拜五我的小女儿给她我的小孙女来看我。
And Friday, my granddaughter came to see me.
但是我不是说她来看我，我这个人生觉得很美丽。
I'm not saying that because she came, then my life would become beautiful.
我说你们这许多的弟兄姊妹一起的时候，每次的聚集的时候，我就觉得我是最幸福的人。
Every time brothers and sisters gather here, I felt like I'm the most blessed person.
我对我的人生没有什么留恋。
and I have not, do not treasure much in my life.
我就觉得常常给以前那个老弟兄说他要搬家那个。
And remember, an old brother said he needs to move.
但是我想，虽然很美，但是搬家去的地方更好。
Even though this is a pretty place, but moving to an even better place.
但是我还是留恋神的家庭。
But I treasure the memories of the family of God.
神的教会。
The church of God.
我们有没有看到你去注意的时候，每一个人都是很美丽的。
I don't know, have you noticed that every person is beautiful?
实在都是可爱的。
Very lovely.
这是一个我的王。
And this is my old age.
这是我属灵的那个夕阳。
And this is my spiritual sunset.
但是我可以说我跟随这位的主。
But I can say that I follow this Lord.
他不失信。
He is faithful.
他认识我的声音。
He knows about my life.
我也认识他的声音。
And he know about my voice, and I know about his voice.
他就把羊领出来。
And he let the sheep out.
他不是在我的后面赶我。
And he's not pushing me from behind me.
他乃是在我的前面先行走。
But he was walking before me.
他在带领我。
He was leading me.
好让我能够跟随他。
So that I can follow him.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我在这里就是真实的见证。
And here I am giving you my testimony.
在这里在短短的六节的圣经。
In this short six verses.
你我有没有听到这位牧人的声音？
Do you hear the voice of the shepherd?
或许你还是在怀疑。
Maybe you're still doubting.
为什么要相信这位这个耶稣？
Why do I need to believe in this Jesus?
他曾经不过是一个木匠的儿子。
He's only the son of a carpenter.
他曾经是在加利利的海边行走。
He was walking in the Sea of Galilee.
我为何要相信他做我的神，做我的救主，做我的牧人？
Why do I have to believe him to be my God, my Savior, and my Shepherd?
因为有看门的告诉我。
Because the watchman told me.
因为有看门的替他开门。
Because the watchman opened the gate for him.
我若是羊，会认识他的声音。
If I'm the sheep, I will know his voice.
他也认识我的声音。
And he will know my voice.
他并且要常常的呼叫你我的名字。
And he will call out to your name and my name.
神常常很幽默的常常叫人的名字。
And sometimes God humors, call out the name of us humorously.
当他要亚伯拉罕把他的儿子以撒奉献的时候，他就呼喊说：“亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕。”
When Abraham was going to sacrifice his son Isaac, God called out Abraham.
当亚伯拉罕听见他的声音，他愿意奉献一切。
And God, Abraham heard God's voice and willing to dedicate his life.
当摩西牧养的时候。神向他呼喊说：“摩西，摩西。”
When Moses was shepherding the sheep, God called him as Moses, Moses.
不要觉得我这个名字没有什么好。
Don't feel like your name has no goodness in it.
其实我们每一个人名字都是非常的美丽，非常有意思。
Each one of our names will be very beautiful and very meaningful.
我记得我年轻的时候在家乡里。很多乡下人就说这个男孩子不容易养活。
And in my village, it's very hard to raise up the little boys.
你要给他名字叫做什么？这是狗，这是猫。
You have to call him by the name of a dog or a cat.
啊，这样的才能够养活。
Then you can raise them up alive.
我知道人叫我的父亲叫做狗。
And people call my father as the dog.
那是一个好的名字。
Actually, it's a good name.
And
you can raise up the little dog easily.
小猫容易养活,
and little cats is easy to be raised. And sometimes people will use the little pig as the name. But we all picking the best name.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters.
我们就只知道你我的名字。
We only know about our Lord will know about your name and my name. And he always calling to our on our name.
他同样的呼唤保罗,
and he called Paul.
但他在大马色的路上说, 扫罗, 扫罗,
in the way of Damascus, he called out Saul, Saul.
你为什么逼迫我?
Why are you persecuting me?
他知道你我的心,
and he know about your heart.
我们在神的面前, 在主耶稣的面前, 完全是赤露敞开的。
We are all naked before our Lord.
没有什么隐藏的。
There's nothing that can be hidden.
神知道你我的思想。
God know about your thoughts and my thoughts.
神知道你我的行动。
And he know about your behavior.
虽然我们在暗中行事,
even though we do it in
他确实看见,
secret, he will see it.
神却更认识我们里面的心灵的情况。
He even know what's in our heart more.
我们需要圣灵常常的呼唤我们。
We need the Holy Spirit to call us.
我们需要我们的主耶稣的大牧人常常的呼唤我们。
We need the Great Shepherd to call us.
好让我们能够醒悟过来。
So that we can be
awake. 当他呼唤我们的时候，我们清楚明白。
When he call us, then we will understand.
保罗说，主啊。 And
Paul, and Paul would say, Lord, who are you?
他就转向到神的面前,
he would turn his face toward God. He was willing to receive the law he was persecuting. And to serve him in his whole life.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们愿意不愿意听见他的声音?
Are we willing to listen to his voice?
我们愿意不愿意开我们的心门?
Are we willing to open up our hearts?
我们愿意说主啊, 请你来进入我的心。
We're willing to say, Lord, come into my heart.
或许你有很多愁苦。
Maybe you have a lot of sorrows.
或许你心中有很多的需要。
Maybe you have a lot of needs in your heart.
或许你心中需要寻求哪个真理。
Maybe you need to search for that truth in your
heart. 或许你需要哪个真实在你的人生的里面。
Maybe you need that reality in your life.
但是结尾的真的牧人,
but this true shepherd,
他要把我们从那个极封闭的情况的里面带出来。
He will take us out this closed environment.
需要我们真正得着了自由。
So that we can truly have freedom.
我们低头做祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
亲爱的主, 我们真是感谢你。
Dear, dear Lord, we thank you.
是吧, 我们愿意诉说你的作为。
We want to talk about your work.
我们愿意见证你是
We want to testify that you are our true God.
你是我们的真牧人,
and you are our true shepherd.
主啊, 我们在人生的里面常常的经历你做我们的牧者,
in our lives, we experience many times you are our true shepherd leading us.
主啊, 也是以前的列祖所经历的牧人,
and it's that all these ancestors had experienced.
也是大卫君王所经历的牧人,
King David had experienced.
真是我们可以说耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
That we can say that Jehovah is my shepherd, and I will lack nothing.
虽然有时候我们觉得疲乏,
even though many times we feel like we are tired,
你却是增加我们的力量。
But you will increase our strength.
虽然有时候我们经过死荫的幽谷,
even at time we go through the valley of the shadow of death,
你却是用你的杖，用你的竿来引导带领我们。
But you will lead us with your rod and your staff.
是啊, 虽然我们有时候在一个绝望的里面,
even though at time we are in the despair,
你却是把你盼望给了我们。
But you will give us hope.
因为你是复活的主,
because you are the Lord of resurrection.
你复活的能力也能够显明在我们这不配人的身上。
The power of your resurrection will be revealed in us unworthy.
我们在你的面前恳求你施恩在我们的当中。
We pray that you will give us grace,
向我们显明,
to reveal to us,
好让我们能够认识你。
So that we can know you.
主啊, 伸出你的慈爱的手,
Lord, extend your hands of kindness.
当我们有 痛苦的时候你安慰我们。
When we suffer, you will comfort us.
当我们有病痛的时候你医治我们。
You will heal us when we are sick.
我们求主给我们的信心。
May you give us faith.
也叫我们愿意跟随你到底。
So that we are willing to follow you to the end.
靠耶稣基督的名求的。
By the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主，我们今天听到主耶稣就是我们的牧人，他是好牧人，为羊舍命。我们请起立。我们起立，你们还我们。